Also breaking tonight, we learned late today that President Trump's plan to use $1.8 billion in taxpayer money to potentially pay those who attacked the Capitol on January 6th has now been scrapped after a revolt from Republicans. But tonight, some Republicans are still sounding somewhat skeptical. They want a promise on this. Rachel Scott on the Hill.
Are you going to drop the fund?
Tonight, faced with a growing revolt from Senate Republicans, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanch arriving on Capitol Hill.
Is it dropped?
Announcing the administration is scrapping the president's $1.8 billion so-called weaponization fund that would have been paid for by taxpayers to compensate allies, including January 6 rioters.
We are not moving forward with the fund.
Oh, not moving forward ever.
Correct.
It comes just 24 hours after President Trump told our John Carl he would abide by a recent court ruling, putting the fund on hold, saying we are subject to the courts at this moment. That's what it is. But that wasn't enough to satisfy Republicans.
Do you want to see him drop it completely?
Yes, I've made that very clear.
If he doesn't, we're back to square one.
Tonight, Blanch says getting rid of the fund would not impact another part of the administration's settlement with the IRS, barring tax audits on President Trump and his family. Democrats labeling it blanket immunity.
Simply put, you just gave the president and his family a tax immunity to the tune of about $100 million.
Not true.
And so, David, tonight, that $1.8 billion fund, some of which could have gone to January 6 rioters, has been scrapped. Republicans wanted a public reversal, and tonight, the acting attorney general says it will not move forward.